Scrub.
Hi, Connie.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's not happy. What's the problem?
Oh, I got a loose tooth.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a baby one, but my mom says I'm gonna lose it.
Well, that's not so bad.
But I don't want to lose my tooth. I like my teeth just the way they are.
Think a soft ice cream cone will make you feel better?
Well, it couldn't hurt.
Okay, it's coming right up.
Connie, what's gonna happen to Whit's End now?
You mean because Whit left?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to see. You know that his son Jason's supposed to come.
Does that mean it's gonna be called Jason's End?
No, it'll be Whit's End. It'll always be Whit's End, I guess. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
What's the matter now?
Nothing. It's just that Mr. Whitaker used to put a fancy curl on the top.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scrub, but the curly Q nozzle on the dispenser's messed up, and Whit never taught me how to do one without it.
Oh. I sure do miss Mr. Whitaker.
I do, too.
Why'd he have to go away?
Well, he felt that the missionary work was something he just couldn't pass up, and I guess it was time for him to go.
When will he come back?
I don't know, Scrub.
He is coming back, isn't he?
I don't know.
But if he doesn't come back, who will be Mr. Whitaker?
What do you mean?
If Mr. Whitaker doesn't come back, who will take his place?
No one will take his place. Whit will always be Whit. He's just in a different place, that's all.
But I need Mr. Whitaker right here.
No, Scrub. So do I.
Hello, Eugene.
Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you all right?
It was only my head.
I seem to have a knack for startling people around here. Am I walking too quietly? Maybe I should buy some army boots.
No, I think we're all rather edgy. The stress of running this shop seems to be taking its toll on all of us.
This is the imagination station, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
From what I hear, it's quite the machine.
We're mighty proud of it. Mr. Whitaker did a remarkable job on its construction and programming.
Not only Whit, I'm sure you had a hand in it.
Oh, well, oh, not really, not much, just some of it. Perhaps half of its current programming, very little more than that.
Whit talked a lot about time travel when we were kids. Yeah, we used to dream of going to other places, other times, experiencing life as it was once lived. But I shouldn't be bothering you while you're trying to work.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I'm fascinated by anyone who knew Mr. Whitaker when he was in his formative years.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not just saying that to be polite?
Not at all.
I mean, I'd hate to be guilty of rambling on and on about the old days.
Mr. Allen, I'd be honored to have you ramble on as long as you'd care to.
Thank you, Eugene. You're a genuinely kind person, aren't you?
Oh, well, it depends on who you ask, I suppose.
I don't need to ask. I can see that you are. It's no wonder Whit likes having you around. At least that's what he said in his letter to me.
He did? How very nice of him. Mr. Allen, I'm very glad you've come to visit, even though Mr. Whitaker isn't here to see you.
I'm glad I'm here too, Eugene.
How in the world is this thing? Oh, hi, Jack.
Hello, Tom. I didn't startle you, did I?
Oh, no.
That's a relief.
Yeah. I haven't seen you around for a couple of days. Finally come in for your Sunday?
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it. Yes, if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Just don't expect any curly cues on the ends of your ice cream. I cannot figure out how to make this nozzle thing work. Keeps making curly squares and curly rectangles. I even had a curly triangle.
That's unusual.
You know, Whit never used this thing. He knew how to make perfect curly cues by hand. That's a piece of information he never passed on to us, though.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah. Kids really miss him. You wouldn't happen to know anything about curlicue nozzles, would you?
No, no, I always made curlicues without one.
Oh, I see. You mean you know how to do it by hand, too?
Who do you think taught Whit?
Oh, well then, you just come right around here and you can show me, for goodness sake.
All right. You see, it's all on the wrist.
Oh.
See, yeah? The trick is to get a string of soft ice cream right at the top, then quick as a flash, curl it round, see?
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just look at there.
You try it.
No, I don't think I can.
Oh,
all right. Let me see. Get a string of soft ice cream right at the top, then quick as a flash, curl it around, and I did it. Look at that, a perfect little curl.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, now some kid's going to come along and eat it.
Sometimes life is tough.
Yeah, I find that. Well, looks like it's just about that time again.
Mm. Time?
Yeah, for me to close the place up. I got to get out to my farm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I sure hate to do it. It means Connie's in for another crazy afternoon when she gets here.
Oh, must be stressful.
See, Jack, I just had an idea.
Yeah?
Well, seeing as how you're friends with Whit and everything, would you mind watching the shop until Connie gets here? She's coming right after school, so it'd only be for a couple of hours.
I wouldn't mind at all, Tom.
Really? Hey, now that's great. That is just great. Now, let's see. Well, the aprons are there under the counter.
Uh-huh.
You already know how to make the ice cream cone, so the rest should be easy. If any of the machines break down, just put a keep-off sign on them, and Eugene will fix them when he gets here. My phone number's right there. They're on the board in case you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll see you in a little while then.
Right.
Good. Listen, I need to know something. Now, I don't know you very well, and I may be wrong, but I got the feeling the other day that you wanted to offer to help, but didn't. Why not?
Because you didn't ask.
You mean you've just been waiting to be asked?
Uh-huh. My wife used to say that I was, painfully polite.
Oh.
I don't like to interfere or offer my help unless I'm asked.
I understand. Well, you won't be impolite if you dish out ice cream when the kids ask.
No, I guess not.
Good, good. Well, listen now. Don't you worry about a thing. Connie will be here before you know it. And, well, just have fun.
Okay.
Glasses, flat tire. I wouldn't be surprised if something fell out of one of these trees. Harlow Doyle? Are you all right?
If you don't mind, it's Detective Doyle. I'm on a case.
Sorry, Detective Doyle.
Please call me Harlow, and I'll be fine as soon as my lungs inflate.
Why did you do that?
Do what?
Fall out of a tree that way.
You don't have another way to fall out of a tree?
No, I mean, what were you doing up there?
Oh, I told you, I'm on a case. I've been waiting for the last hour for a woman to walk past here. Pretty embarrassing, falling out of the tree right when she arrives. Am I blushing?
You were hiding in that tree waiting for me? Why?
Because you would have seen me if I hid anywhere else. Boy, what a silly question.
But why are you hiding and waiting for me?
How else am I supposed to follow you?
Follow me?
No, thanks, I already am.
I don't have time for this. I have to get to Wit's End.
Right. So I'll just keep following you.
Why are you following me?
Because you're on my list of suspects.
Suspects for what?
For the kidnapping of John Everett Whittaker, that's what.
That's John Avery Whittaker.
You mean he used an alias?
Never mind.
You were one of the last people to see him before he disappeared, you know. Hey, I'm getting tired. What's the rush?
Tom had to leave early again today.
Rats! So I missed him. He was next on the list, you know.
I need to get to Wit's End to open it up or the kids will be lined up 3 and 4 deep again waiting to get in.
Connie, there appears to be no one here.
That's weird. Wait, oh, they're all inside. I can see them through the window.
Hmm? Leaping Lollapalooza! A mass break-in! This is even bigger than Witch's disappearance. It's time to investigate!
Hi, Connie. Hi, Mr. Doyle.
Scrub! How did all of you get in here?
Through the door.
Is Mr. Riley here?
No.
Then who gave her the ice cream?
I did.
Mr. Allen?
Who? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jack Allen, a friend of Witt's.
Harlow Doyle, private eye. Another suspect.
Connie, can I go play now?
Oh, sure, Scrub.
See ya. Thanks for the great ice cream, Mr. Allen. Look, Connie, he even put a curly cue on top.
A curly cue?
He's quite a character.
Yeah, he is. So, what are you doing here?
Well, Tom had to leave, so he asked me to stay until you got here.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're wearing Witt's apron.
I am? Oh, yes, I am. Well, it was the only clean one left. We need more toppings for the sundaes. Could you tell me where they're kept?
In the storage closet next to the walk-in freezer. Top shelf.
Thanks.
Pleased to meet, seemed like a very nice man.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty suspicious as being here when Tom isn't.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
Well, if anybody knows about strange, it's me. What do you know about this guy? He may be the key to Witt's disappearance.
Harlow, Witt didn't disappear. He left. We had a party for him, remember? We all said goodbye to him. Eugene even followed him to the airport and saw him on the plane.
Yeah, you're right. That can only mean one thing.
Right. That Witt wasn't kidnapped.
No. That Eugene was the last person to see Witt, which means that Eugene is now the number one suspect.
Harlow,
this could be the biggest thing since individually wrapped cheese slices. What am I standing here for? Harlow Doyle, Raven Eye, is on the job.
Harlow! On the other hand, I still don't know why Mr. Allen's here.
Okay, we have chocolate, strawberry, and marshmallow, some assorted nuts, sprinkles, and cookie chips.
You can put them on the counter. I'll take care of them.
I don't mind.
I said I'll take care of them, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'll just clean the bathrooms.
You don't have to do that either.
Connie,
I want to thank you for filling in for me, but you must be tired, and I really don't need you to stick around. I have everything under control.
I see. Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you later then. Goodbye.
Bye. I don't like this. I don't like it one bit.